So we had promised you a conversation about monastic schools and the kind of educational outcomes they get versus co-ed schools. Now, I'm a product, and let me just say, the last 4 years of my schooling career were at a girls-only school, and my grades were tops. I may say so myself. I got an A in science. So that, for me, that was a lot of evidence in saying that when you go to a monastic or single-sex school, that there is this opportunity for you to perform that much better. Well, there's new research out of New Zealand, and it was done by the Victoria University of Wellington in New Zealand. And the findings have been interesting. And a lot of principals in South Africa, when asked by the Sunday Times, seem to be unanimous. And I wanted your views about what your thoughts are on a learner's ability to excel in a single-sex school. When I got into high school, and I'm a firm believer in monastic schools or single-sex schools, that they deliver incredible or great results, that they're able to nurture the child in a way that co-ed schools are not able to. The teaching style is different, the environment, the culture is different, and it allows for children to flourish. And so the results are that this looked at all boys schools particularly, and that boys who attended a single-sex school or boys-only schools performed far better than boys who were at co-ed schools. And the same applies for girls, that they outperform co-ed schools, or girls-only schools outperform co-ed schools. And I know this is a debate that has been raging, and from time to time it gets revisited. But what do you think of the findings of this research? And especially if you went to a single-sex school and are able to compare it with a co-ed school, the culture was certainly different. I think as girls, we were allowed to express in a way that we ended up not allowed. I didn't see girls expressing in this way in a co-ed school. So some of the principals said that, particularly with boys-only environments, that boys work harder to beat their peers. So there's a particular competitiveness that emanates from the from single-sex schools. And then boys benefit in that way. And then also girls, because they're taught in their, in another kind of way in girls' schools, that they're also able to excel. And with boys' schools, they say that the competitive spirit trumps the want to be cool, because you have the opposite sex ever present. You know, I was also quite awkward, tall, lanky, and they were the boys, and you know, so you kind of not as assertive or as confident in proving or expressing your intelligence and interest in the subject matter. And so boys, in as far as the study are concerned, and yes, there is a risk of generalizing and so on, and I know that every child will be different, but I am of the firm view: results, confidence, sense of self was far better at the girls-only school where I matriculated. And so what do you think of this? And we also have to watch out for some of the toxicity that can arise out of single-sex schools, you know, some of the unhealthy cultures that can emerge from single-sex education. There are lots of benefits, but I think in light of those benefits, we also have to be very mindful of preventing the toxicity that can arise. Joseph, you're calling from Montana in Pretoria. Hello.
Hi, Vanya.
Yes, Joseph.
Yes. No, I subscribe to the study. I you know, in Limpopo, in Polokwane, there used to be two Catholic schools, one boys only and the other girls only, Mutu Maria and the Pax College. I went to Pax College. It's a bad boys only. And to this day, that is the case. And for many, many years, yes, the two schools were tops in terms of the results. This is very good matric results. And although, you know, I think the government has sort of taken over a bit in those schools, but the results are still very good, I must say, you know. So I really Yes, I agree with the study.
With the findings. All right, Joseph. Thank you. Yeah. So that's from observation, from looking at the results of these monastic schools in Polokwane. But if you're also a product of a monastic school, then I want to hear from you, because one of the local principals said that generally girls who were given equal access to opportunities outperformed boys academically, both in single sex and co-ed schools. And for me, that further reinforces my experience of excelling after leaving a co-ed school and the grades had kind of tanked, and then going to a girls only school, and the results speak for themselves. So it's interesting that an educator was able to make this observation about girls and how they outperformed boys in single sex and co-ed schools when given equal access to opportunities. And he went on to say that they have no doubt that boys from traditional boys schools, both independent and state, will outperform those boys who are in the vast majority of co-ed schools. So there's something to be said about the culture, the style of teaching, because they were found to be able to learn better when visual and verbal, or rather auditory and verbal learning tools were used, and also when they learn in small bits. You know, you think of if you have children, maybe you have a girl and a boy, and you watch if they go to co-ed schools and you watch the kinds of things that your boy child struggles with versus your girl child. I think there's something to be said for the attention span and the means with which different genders prefer to take in that information. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew's calling from Four Ways. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Welcome, Andrew.
Good. What I wanted to say is, are we comparing apples with apples? So, for instance, in our environment here in South Africa, is it a coincidence that most all boys and all girls schools are private schools?
That's another aspect, because they're better resourced, ultimately. I think they're better resourced in general.
Exactly. So if you were looking at maybe government schools that were all boys and all girls, and you're comparing those with the private schools and the results were the same, then I would say, okay, yeah, maybe it's the right thing. But
so a Pretoria boys versus a St. John's?
Yeah, something like that. But then again, even then, Pretoria boys is not a normal government school. You know what I'm saying? It's still more private than it is government. So a lot of those old boys schools, if you look at even part-time boys, look at their school fees, they have more resources than your usual everyday government schools.
Yeah.
So is it really about that it's all boys or all girls, or it's about the resources?
Yes. Okay, so that also plays a part, I reckon, definitely. But interestingly, I went from a private school, which was mixed, which was a co-ed school, and then went to a government girls' school. And I also thought that this is why the two experiences, private and public, I'm comparing them. And I think that they were similarly resourced, but also at the same time, the results were better from the government single-sex school.
I hear what you're saying, but also, I mean, that could have been also just one of those, an exception to the rule. But generally speaking, what you tend to find is most all girls and all boys schools are either private schools or those really former Model C government schools that are well-resourced, as opposed to purely government schools. The gentleman who called in, I think from Limpopo, actually gave an example. He said Catholic school. So I was hoping you'd say government school. So I'm waiting to hear somebody who will call in and say, I went to this a good number of people that will say they went to this government schools that were all boys and all girls schools, and I was performing your co-ed schools that are private.
Yes, and I wonder why we're not seeing more monastic schools within the public sector, because the new schools that are opening, I'm only seeing co-ed, as you know, Banyaza Lusufi has been on this mission to increase the number of public schools, but they're co-ed and we're not seeing single-sex schools. It does remain something that's to be found in the private sector. Andrew, thank you for adding that variable. That's Andrew in Four Ways. And then Brendan in Honeydew. Hi.
Hi, Zania. How are we going?
Good. Welcome.
Good. Zania, I was just telling your producer some interesting background on this. I went to a monastic school myself, did fairly well academically, but having looked into this area down the line, there's a lot of very interesting research, and echoing the study you're talking about, the original studies in America very clearly showed that monastic schools did perform better, but echoing and picking up on Andrew's point, in America, you were only allowed to be a monastic school if you were a private school.
Right.
So the result, right. It definitely was, in the research, a distortion around that. So one of the Australian education departments actually did an experiment where they took a schools, took a boys' school and a girls-only school, monastic schools, and actually converted them into co-ed, and then examined what happened to the standards in education. So it gets rid of, obviously, the resourcing argument, and the only variable left, because it was the same teachers, is obviously monastic versus co-ed.
Yeah.
And what was very interesting was after a couple of years, they went in and assessed the performance, and the teachers all said, well, exactly as we expected, the results have dropped. Girls are not doing as well in maths, and the boys are not doing as well in languages. They then actually did a statistical analysis on the boys' and the girls' performance and actually showed that there was no variation. The changes were purely perceptive on behalf of the teachers. And when they showed this to the teachers who they'd interviewed, she just went, oh, wow.
Wow, perception, Brendan.
Exactly. And we need to be really careful because there is this perception that girls are good at some things and boys are good at other things. And the reality is we've got a diverse spectrum right along the board, and we should be encouraging our boys and girls to be the best they can be in whatever environment. And sort of as a parting note, you talked about toxic masculinity earlier. We really need to be conscious of this. Having gone to a boys' school, out of my matriculant class, I'm one of probably 20% of the men who still are married to their first partner and happily married at that,
right.
Which, as far as I know, is well above the average for South Africa. So it would be interesting to see, you know, education isn't just about your academic marks. It's about preparing a person to actually function in society.
If anything, yeah, I do have to go, Brendan, but it also indicates that boys who went to boys-only school create emotionally literate, those schools create emotionally literate boys who respond with empathy and compassion. And I certainly wish we had more time for this, but thank you. Thank you to Brendan as well. One says, JP Girls is a government school and it outperforms Sacred Heart, which is a co-ed private school. Azania Mosaka on 702. Only we had had more time, so many different views about what's being measured, and of course some of the other types of education that you get and the kind of individual you come out as from monastic versus co-ed schools. But we leave it there today.